Today we pause, we breathe. We remember the quiet strength and resilient grace of women whose worlds changed when they lost their life partners
to the cold hands of death.
Today is International Widow's Day, a day not just marked on calendars, but etched into the lives of countless women whose stories often go untold. Created in 2005 by the Lumber Foundation and recognized by the United Nations in 2010, every year on the 23rd of June, the world turns its attention to an often unseen, unheard group of women. Widows, women whose stories are stitched with strength, survival, and silent courage. In many countries, the word widow or widowhood carries more than the weight of grief. It bears stigma, loneliness, and sometimes invisible battles for dignity and rights. Records have either there are approximately 258 million widows worldwide. Over 584 million children depend on these widows for survival. One in 10 widows live in extreme poverty, often without access to basic needs or employment. Nigeria is home to about 15 million widows, making it one of the countries with the highest widow population in Africa. In southeastern states like Enugu, Ebonyi, and Abia, widowhood rights range from 20% to 22.7% among women. The impact of widowhood on children can be profound and far-reaching emotionally, socially, and economically. Children often struggle with a sudden loss of a parent, leading to anxiety, depression, or behavioral issues. Some children are pushed into early work or street hawking to help the family survive. Girls in widow-led households are at higher risk of child marriage as a survival strategy. Shockingly, over 1.36 million child widows exist globally. These are girls married before 18 years of age who lose their husbands and face lifelong trauma and marginalization. Behind every widow is a story worth hearing, and in every story, a voice worth rising.
My name is Alheri. I live in Kaduna State. I lost my husband 2014. Now it's 11 years. Apart from my husband, I lost my children, my grown-up children. I lost 5 of them, and I'm left with only one now. So I'm battling by the grace of God is helping me to take care of that one, and is the last born of the family. I have the support from the church at that period. After then, no support. But when God sent a man that came to the barrack, that is the commandant, and he started to help us quarterly. He will give us 20,000 for 1 year. That is last year. During December, we were expecting to get something, but unfortunately, they pushed him out. So since then, there is no help. Because honestly, we don't have been suffering. We have been battling. There is no help again. Especially those that don't have the grown-up child to help them.
In the buzzing streets of Kaduna, under the shadows of steeps and the sound of Sunday hymns, something remarkable began to unfold. Some churches and some other religious organizations and groups have been quietly and firmly standing with widows, providing support and listening ears, and sometimes just presence.
Since the death of my husband, the church has been helping me in so many ways. I'm not even alone. So many widows that we worship together, they used to help us. Every year, they used to set for a day for us widows. They offer us offering with the name of widow's gift. If the money is not enough, they enter into the church treasure and they act for us. At times, they share food for us, they buy food and they share for us. And there is one general again in the church that helped us widows. He donated money that they should be giving us 20,000 after 6 months for us for those that have no work to do or any other thing, after 6 months, you return it, then they give it to somebody. So the church has been helping us.
Abiodun Wu also received support from families and friends, however stressed the need for people to be sensitive in their utterances in the presence of widows.
I received support when my husband passed away. Then I had to move, so I had to change church. And the particular church I moved to, and they just started at that time. And a pastor was preaching one day, and he prayed for women that their husbands will not die. Then he said something like, "Thank God we don't have any widow in this church." That was, it hit me hard. It really did. And I thought of leaving the church, but I changed my mind. I said, it's my father's house. We all belong to the church. So then I think, was it the following year or a few years after, it was Mother's Day, and the sister leading prayers said the same thing. So it makes it feel like me being a widow, I have spoiled, you know, in quotes, that church. You know, actually, we need to be sensitive.
We have to stress the need for the body of Christ, religious organizations, to understand and embrace widows in their midst, urging pastors and spiritual leaders that service to widows is more than a call to compassion, but also a gospel duty.
You hear some pastors, "I don't want any widows fellowship in this church. I don't want it." So it's really surprising. And I really wish the body of Christ will understand how precious widows are to God. God says if a widow cries to him, he's going to arise and he's going to answer her cry. He doesn't want to see us cry. One thing I want the church to do, to go back to the Bible, read your Old Testament, read your New Testament, and see what the Lord says about widowhood and the care of widows and orphans.
She had a word of encouragement for widows.
You need to always remember that you are not alone. We need to be strong and courageous, not just for our children, even for yourself. Trust in God. To move forward in our journey in life, we need to be bold.
Martha, one of the widows, believed that the society, especially religious organizations, should work with them, counsel them, uplift them, stand by them in raising their children, in rediscovering joy, and yes, even in considering remarriage.
True, it's not easy for us. And the church, look at it. We are young, we should go and marry. For us, it's not easy. It's something that you're supposed to sit down and think twice. You cannot just rush and enter.
The widows also had a word of advice for fellow widows.
If you are a widow and you don't keep yourself together, and you don't believe that that's the way God wants it, people will mess you up. You can stand on your own and believe in God that that is the way he wants it. You look up unto your God and don't pity yourself. Open your eyes and your ear so that you will hear a lot and you will see a lot during that time. From there, whatever everybody is saying, just keeping it. On that, you will work on it and it will help you.
When you lose your husband, no put eye for outside. Make you get a man who will support you. We will be a friend, but when you put eye for dear, you don't achieve anything. One, the children will not respect you. Anything when you put hand, you know they move front. But when you trust God, not even a granite in the cell, that granite will use them, come out well with your children.
They also advise everyone, especially women everywhere, to build cordial relationship with all widows, urging them to avoid assumptions, judgments, but love like sisters.
As a widow, our relationship with those that have husbands, sometimes some of them are kind to us. But honestly, some of them are not kind. Some of them, even if you want to tell, maybe you need a help, something happened to you, maybe you want to talk to their husband to do something, by the time they see you one or two times with them, they will be thinking that something has joined you with them, whatever, nothing has joined you, because we are facing what is disturbing us. We are not after men. They are even jealous of widow again, especially when maybe when they used to give us something, by then they used to look at it and say, ah, only widow, eh, widow, everything widow, widow, even though. But they forget to see that you give me one, you give me today, you are not giving me tomorrow, you are not giving me next tomorrow, you are not giving me next year. It's only that one time, but they will put eye on that thing that they gave us.
I wake up one day, I surprised that I had that my pastor wife said, pastor is having affair with me. My own pastor, no be member. The thing surprised me.
Widowhood is not contagious. Then one day, they will lose their own husbands. So. And the Bible says in James 1:27, it says, pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble and to keep oneself unspotted from the world.
Harmful widowhood practices such as forced seclusion, ritual cleansing, and denial of inheritance are still reported in various regions. These numbers are not just statistics. They are stories of resilience, injustice, and urgent need for reform. Miriam, one of the widows from the northern part of Nigeria, said widowhood rights is well protected in that part of the country, stressing the need for families to stop the inhumane treatment of widows in Nigeria.
From our own side, we don't have that culture of maltreating widow. When my husband died, the brothers took the responsibilities of the burial, everything. I did not know anything at all. Most of these things are only here. I don't experience it. But then, if it is going on, of which is true, they should stop it. And those of them that are doing it, are they not going to die? If same thing should be done to their family, will they be happy where they are? Because the Bible says, don't do unto others what you don't want them to do unto you. Whether brothers-in-law, the society, wherever we belong to, we are still relevant to the society. We are still relevant to our husband houses. If they don't like us, our children like us. They should stop looking at us as if we are animals. They should stop looking at us as if we are witches. Some of this death of our husband, some of them is as a result of maybe what they did. Some of the death is from the family. They will kill the brother and then they will not say it is the wife. So they should stop doing that. They are not to judge. They are not to maltreat widows, just manhandle the woman. And yet they will not help in training the children. At the end of the day, when you suffer with these children, you train the children. They will come and say, it's my brother's children. They are the one to collect the bride price. They are the one to collect this. They are the one to collect this. They should stop it.
So today, as the world celebrates the International Women's Day, in every city, in every village, from Kaduna to Lagos and beyond, in every religious organization, communities, let everyone love not by word alone, but by presence, by support. A widow needs you today. Let's not just speak, let's act, let's remember, let's uplift.
Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on.
That was a report marking the International Widows Day. Special thanks to Montserrat Shomoye.